Mike DeGubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're so glad that you've turned your radio dial to join us once again for a few moments of fellowship around the study of God's Word. I'd invite you to turn in your New Testament or your Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 24, and that's where our study will continue today, Matthew 24. Incidentally, quickly let me give you our mailing address. For those of you who've not written to us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you do not have a New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament, we would like to mail one to you absolutely free and postage paid. We'll also send you a 2006 or a 2007 calendar if we run out of the 2006 calendars. And we'll send you our prayer card. We'll send you materials on how to know you're saved and how to accept the Lord as Savior if you've never invited Jesus into your life. And we'll show you materials on how to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And we'll send you other Christian literature in a packet addressed to you, postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. It's very important that we get the name of your country. If you do not send the name of your country, we may not be able to send the materials to you because that's very vital. I know here in the United States, when we write letters to one another, we don't include the name of our country. And often this is probably true where you live in your country as well. So be certain that you include the name of your country. Our mailing address is Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob is capital B-O-B, and Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Post Office Box 825, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box 825. And then the next line would be our city, Ignacio. That's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, comma, capital C-O, period. That stands for our state of Colorado, where we live, capital C-O, period. And then our zip code is very important, 81137-0825. That's very important, 81137-0825. And then the last line is United States of America. Capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period. United States of America are just USA. But it's very important that you include that last line and that zip code. That's very important. All right, we do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are a blessing. They're an encouragement. They're a help to us in our ministry, and they're something that we want to send to you, these materials, free and postage paid. If you're a pastor, you have a church, let us know, and it'll be our joy and pleasure to mail a mailbag to you of Christian literature and gospel tracts and materials that can be of help and assistance in your ministry and labor for the Lord there. Now today, we look into the Word of God once more here in Matthew 24. Beginning with verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. And we've already discussed that about the one world government, the man that's going to come upon the scene to make peace with Israel and the Arab countries and the nations around her, to make peace with Israel and to guarantee her protection for 7 years. And during that first 3.5 half years, Israel will rebuild her temple, and then in the midst of that 7-year period of time, once this man has united the world under his dominion and control, he'll move into Jerusalem, and he will move into the city and will go into that new temple, will walk into the holy place, desecrating it. That's the abomination of desolation, standing in the holy place. And thus he will begin to persecute and try to annihilate the nation of Israel. And that's why the warning goes out, then let them that be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let them which are in the field return back to take their clothes. They must flee immediately and get away immediately when they hear that the beast and the false prophet, these wicked men, the false prophet is the religious leader of the beast. When they move into Jerusalem and into the temple, then the Jewish people must flee because they will be turning to destroy the nation of Israel and to the Jewish people. And so he says, woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, because, beloved, the women are going to have to flee along with the men. They're going to have to get up and leave, and it's going to be extremely hard for them. And he says, pray that your flight be not in winter, because the wadis and the gullies, we call them here, those low places will fill up with water, and it'll be extremely hard to get across and to travel and to get away. Neither on the Sabbath day, because the children of Israel still honor Saturday as the Sabbath day, and they can only go a certain distance on the Sabbath day. Verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now go with me to the last book of the Bible, the last book in your New Testament, the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and let's read about this period of time and the judgment that will come. In Revelation chapter 12, beginning with verse 13, there's a lot of symbolism in this chapter. And in verse 13, it says, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Now, previously we've studied this chapter, but some of you may not be familiar with it. The woman that brings forth the man-child is spoken of in verse 12, or verse 1 of chapter 12 of Revelation through verse 6. And the woman is the nation of Israel, and the man-child is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the dragon sought to destroy the Lord Jesus when he was first born in physical form as a little baby and walked upon the earth. It was his goal to destroy him, and we've studied that previously, how that the Lord protected the Lord Jesus Christ from destruction, and Mary and Joseph fled into Egypt to be protected from the Herod, the king of that time of Israel, who tried to destroy and wanted to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see here in verse 13, the period of time now is jumping ahead. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, verse 9 of Revelation 9 tells us who the dragon is. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out of heaven into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. A third of the angels of heaven follow Satan when he's cast out. Verse 4 talks about the third part of the stars, which are the angels of heaven. Remember, it's symbolic language. And so we read here in verse 13 that the dragon that saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman, which is the nation of Israel, which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Now the serpent is none other than Satan, who will seek to destroy the people of Israel. and the people of Israel, the Lord will preserve them. He will preserve those that will flee. He will take them to a designed place. Many believe that it's Petra, where Petra is, where it's a great rock red city, and there's only one entrance into it, just an entrance that's maybe 25 feet wide. It's in rocks, and it's surrounded by rocks, and it's called the Rock City. And in the past, there were people that lived there. Many believe this is where Israel will flee to be protected. And so we see that the Lord will open the way for them and enable them to flee there. And two wings of a great eagle, perhaps airplanes, will fly some of them there, that she might fly into the wilderness, or helicopters, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time. A time is a year, a times is 2 years, and half a time is half a year. So it's 3.5 years, the last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week, that terrible tribulation period that we read about in Matthew, of great tribulation, such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth. There God will preserve the remnant of Israel in that period, in that place, for 3.5 years, and will protect them. Verse 15, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as of a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood." Now, we don't know exactly what this water is. It may be the army of the beast that will come after the children of Israel and will seek to wipe them out. Verse 16, "And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth." It may be that there's a great earthquake, and the earth will open up, and the armies of the beast will fall into, many of the armies will fall into that great chasm that will be produced in front of them, in God's way of protecting and keeping the people from coming to Israel to do them harm or hurt. We don't know. Again, this is symbolic language, remember. But God is going to protect this remnant of His that He will bring to that place that many believe is Petra, where they will be preserved and be kept safe for 3.5 years. "And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed that are scattered around the world." Till next week, goodbye.